time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, June 26, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Great to have you guys along today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Going to have a little bit of a ticked off Thursday here going. Anything that you'd like to text me here in the first half hour that's ticking you off. Things that are happening at the local level, things that are happening at the state level, things that are happening at the national level. Having to deal with politics, news, basically things you're hearing out on the street, people saying, what are people talking about? Now, I interacted in Traverse City this week, and it was pretty interesting. While all this was going on between Iran and Israel, the ceasefire, then they kind of violated the ceasefire early Tuesday morning, kicking off Donald Trump, who dropped a couple of F-bombs on his way out to the helicopter as he was getting ready to fly to the NATO summit in the Netherlands. Now we're hearing rumors that President Trump putting pressure on President Putin of Russia. They have an agreement, basically terms, that President Zelensky and President Trump talked about while at the summit for NATO and said, Mr. President, this is it. These are our terms. This is what we want. This is what we need. This is what the Ukrainian people want me to get out of this deal. If I don't get it, it will hurt my country. President Trump understood that. He understood that he's the president of Ukraine. He's having to look out for his country first. Just like Donald Trump has put America first on the world stage. Well, that's what Zelensky did in that meeting with Trump. Now it's up to President Trump. The ball is in his court. He's got to have a meeting, I believe, face to face with Vladimir Putin. No more phone calls. Come to the White House, or I'll meet you in Geneva, or wherever you want to meet, but we have got to get this done. This is absolutely a critical point in the president's foreign policy. Between the settlement between Iran and Israel, ceasefire seems to be holding. They had news reports last night, the Jewish people out at the cafes, out at the restaurants, out at the bars, having a good time, going about their business, no bombs getting dropped into Israel. Stop and think about that for a second. We take our peace here at home so much for granted. I can't even fathom what it would be like to have bombs dropping in your country, in your state, in your community. But this is something the Israeli people have been having to deal with for years. Well, now that seems to be going on the right track. Most of the NATO members agreed with President Trump to pay 5% of their GDP to fund NATO. Everybody except for Spain, which really ticks me off because we trade with Spain. Well, Donald Trump said they'll pay. They'll either pay to NATO directly, or I'm going to double, triple the tariffs on our trade deal, and I'll pay it for them. One way or another, Spain is going to pay. What's kind of ticking you off this morning? Send me a text, 231-360-5140. Short break. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road only made me tired and so.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. My favorite truck driving song, Amazing Rhythm, Aces, No End in Sight. Absolutely love that song. Greatly appreciate that. brings back some trucking memories, that's for sure. Got a couple of text messages people are firing off this morning. I'm ticked off. Number one, why the heck can't the media report the success of our president? Always trying to downplay and lie about his actions. Grr. Number two, how in the heck does a socialist that's only been in this country for 7 years get nominated for the mayor of the city of New York? What is wrong with them people? Well, two major points that you have to understand. The city of New York, the elitist, you would think a socialist candidate that ran on free food, taking over the local grocery stores in the city of New York, I'm talking right there in the Bronx, in the city proper, talking about taking them over, buying out the owners, doing whatever they have to do, but basically offering free food to people. As long as you're a resident of the city of New York, you could go in and get all the food you want for free. He ran on that. Number two, he ran on free busing. Public buses would be able to run their routes without charging the people any money. That's number two. Point number three, socialist ideology. Absolutely free housing for the homeless. They would put them up either in hotels or whatever available housing they would have for city residents, people who are living there in the city that are homeless. And you know how he said he was going to pay for it all? And came out and said this flat out. Yes, absolutely. How will I pay for it? Have rich people pay for it. And do you know who the people were that voted for this guy? They analyzed the vote. Upper elitist, upper income white people. It wasn't the black people. It wasn't the Latina people. It wasn't the Chinese people. It wasn't the middle class. It wasn't the lower class. They said that 85 to 90% of the people who voted for this guy make well over $100,000 a year per individual. Some of them as high as $500,000 per year, per individual, per household. Couples making $1 million a year want to pay more in taxes to provide these services and benefits to the people of New York City. This is the way they want their city to be run. The middle class, the low-income class, the blacks, Latina, Chinese, they voted for former governor of the state, Mario Cuomo. He got 38% of the vote. The socialist communist guy got 48%. So it's their demographics. The people, affluent people who can afford to live in New York City, are willing to pay more in taxes to take care of the poor people of their city. It's basically what it is. Now, here's the point. Here's the question. When it gets to the general election, there'll be a Republican on the ticket. A couple of people, including Mario Cuomo and the current mayor, Adams, are considering running as independents. At this point, to my knowledge, in looking at this story, following it on national news, nobody is willing to do a write-in campaign. So we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see how this plays out. And also, if this communist socialist, like you say, the guy hasn't even been in the country nothing short of 7 years, guess what? If he wins, let's see how quickly the millionaire class moves out of New York City. Sean Hannity has already left. Sean Hannity is now a resident of Florida. They are going to lose. I guarantee the millionaire class will leave New York City. It's only one problem. Who's going to buy their multi-million dollar penthouses? Who's going to buy those apartments they own? Because if you're going to tax the crap out of the millionaire class, I can tell you something. This will be the biggest mass exodus out of New York you have ever seen. Absolutely amazing. Well, here's the other situation. The news media. You see, they don't understand. Legacy corporate news of America does not understand that the American people are totally onto them. Got a very simple question. Out of all you guys out there listening, yes, even our liberal brothers and sisters, the progressive socialist communists that listen and monitor this show, what percentage of this audience do you think watches CNN, MSNBC, even ABC, NBC, CBS? What percentage? I would guess probably out of our listening audience, 10%, maybe 15%, 20% at the best. Absolute best number, 20%. 80% of you, if not more, don't pay attention to legacy corporate media anymore. We get our news sources from other places. Fox News, Newsmax, other news agencies, venues. We've even gone to the point now where people are getting a lot of their information from places like Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, Joe Rogan. Did you see Joe Rogan, who used to be a Bernie supporter back in the day, 2012 election for president? He supported Bernie Sanders. Yep, 13 years ago. Did you see he invited Bernie Sanders into his studio for a two-hour sit-down? Joe Rogan bombarded him with all kinds of news, facts, real evidence, real studies, graphs. Talked about global warming. Bernie Sanders, oh, I truly believe that global warming is a real thing. Joe Rogan had a graph. Pulled up, ever since the beginning of time when they started keeping track of temperatures, showing that the world is absolutely constantly in a cycle. We go from cooling, we go to heat up, we go back to cooling. It is not constant, it is not stagnant, it absolutely changes every decade. You can see it on a graph, every 10 years. He pulled up the graph and he showed it to him. Bernie says, well, I haven't seen that study, so I can't render an opinion, but I believe it's real. Joe Rogan looked at him and said, it's not real. It's a way for you guys to control us, the people, and the way for you to control our markets and our economy. By using this made-up threat in your brain to justify the Green New Deal, which basically would bankrupt the world's economy. Well, I disagree with your assessment. Well, you can disagree all you want. Here's the facts. Well, I don't want to talk about that study because I haven't seen it. Well, there it is. You're sitting here with me in my studio, sir, for 2 hours. You're not going anywhere. Read it. Well, no, I don't want to take my time to do that. I'd rather talk about other things. Talk about Donald Trump and his unconstitutional taking the United States to war. Joe hit him right between the eyes. Sorry, sir. We're not in a war with Iran. We're not even in that country. Sorry. It was a tactical strike. Well, they're not even sure that it accomplished its mission. They're not even sure that it took out their nuclear enrichment program. Yes, it did. First of all, do you guys understand underground bunkers? When they go into rock, into a mountain, and they drill down, you know the first thing you drill down? Ventilation. You can chip away, you can mine, you can do whatever you want to create this large area where you're going to operate. You can't do it without air. Those ventilation absolute shafts, those absolute direct shafts down into the area where they chipped it out and created the area for them to do their work, were absolutely exposed to the air shafts. So, based on information, intelligence from the ground, conveyed to our military, conveyed to Israel, they knew exactly where to drop those bunker busters. Unabated, clear shot, go right down an air shaft. Another drop that they made was on the entrance. You absolutely shoot right in through the door, through the gate, whatever enclosure they used for the entrance, you blow right through that and allow the bomb to get down as far as possible and then detonate the bomb. The whole thing collapsed. It's rock. It's mountains. Collapse the entrance. Get right down to where the people work, where they breathe, and blow it up. The equipment, all of the things that they need to enrich uranium, absolutely destroyed. But the media has a source, by the way, that ticks me off. This one really ticked me off when I found out who leaked the military intelligence report. The same exact reporter that started the story that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian misinformation. The exact same reporter. Now, they've started an investigation to find out who it was in Congress that gave this guy the report. Bondi has come out and said she's going to start an investigation when she finds out who leaked national security information to the media. That person's going to prison. And we believe it's somebody who works for either a U.S. congressman or a U.S. senator. But as soon as that story leaked out, yep, low confidence that it actually destroyed their nuclear enrichment program. Well, I got a very simple question. Why did Iran agree to a ceasefire if they didn't lose their nuclear program? Ticked Off Thursday, short break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's